October 16, courtesy toward all. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. 1 Peter 3:8. Be courteous is a Bible injunction. We all have our peculiar temperaments. Some have very quick tempers, some are inclined to be morose, some stubborn, and others coarse and rough, unkind in words. Therefore, we need to cultivate our tempers, take ourselves in hand. Soften whatever is harsh in your temper and burnish off the rough edges of your character. Never be sour and harsh at any time. Abstain from frowns and contempt, however much you may feel them. You should win respect by being respectful and courteous. Treat everyone with civility. They are the purchase of the blood of Christ. If you seek to imitate Christ in your character, the impression upon the people will not be made by you, but by the angels of God that stand right by your side. They will touch the hearts of those to whom you speak. Those who hope to be the companions of holy angels should possess refined manners. If the principles of the Christian religion are carried out in the daily life, there will be a kind thoughtfulness for others, for this was characteristic of Christ. Then, although a man may be poor, he will have true dignity, for he is God's nobleman. Christianity will make a man a gentleman. We are the purchase of Christ's blood, and we are to represent him, to pattern after him. He was courteous even to his persecutors. The true follower of Jesus manifests the same mild, self-sacrificing spirit that ruled the life of his master. Look at Paul when brought before rulers. His speech before Agrippa is a model of dignified courtesy as well as persuasive eloquence. I would not encourage the formal politeness current with the world, which is destitute of the true spirit of courtesy, but the politeness that springs from real kindness of feeling. In Christ, a greater example has been given us than that of either patriarch or apostle. Here we have genuine courtesy illustrated. This virtue ran parallel with his life, clothing it with a softened and refined beauty and shedding its luster over every action.